this goes to Dr. Dave, or David Johns. First name is David, last name is Johns, J-O-H-N-S-P-A-C. Fax 989-953-5329. Regarding Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, Owens, O-W-E-N-S. Date of birth, February 11th of 1958. Dear Mr. Johns, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Owens with a history of partial nephrectomy for renal carcinoma without known recurrence, also hyponatremia, hypomagnesemia, and history of DVTs, for which she sees Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. She's been feeling well since her last visit on April 18th of this year. She was chose to do a telemedicine visit today because she has cold symptoms with coughing, nasal congestion, no fever, but fatigue, and she's not sure if she may be having just a cold, a sinus infection, or possibly COVID. So she wanted to do this visit per telemed. She has recently been diagnosed with prediabetes. She also does have a known history of kidney stones, too. And she does have migraine headaches and was recently started on preventative meds. One was Inderal, long-acting, 60 milligram at bedtime, but the other one is Topamax, 25 milligram at bedtime. And we know that that one is associated with kidney stone formation, so that one may be a poor choice for someone with a history of kidney stones. But the Inderal is a very good choice. But we will we wish to mention that and leave that up to you to see if you would like to change that Topamax. The patient denies headaches or dizziness, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no chest pain or palpitations. She does have sleep apnea and uses her CPAP machine nightly. She has edema. It's worse on the right than it is on the left, and that's the side that the DVT was on. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the amiloride, 5 milligrams. She takes 2 daily. She's anticoagulated with Xarelto. It's X-A-R-E-L-T-O, 20 milligram daily. And lisinopril is 20 milligram daily. She's on magnesium tablets. And the Topamax, 25 milligram daily, is new, as well as the Inderal LA, 60 milligram at bedtime. Physical exam, her weight is 216 pounds, and that's a 2-pound decrease over 6 months. Blood pressure is 141 over 78. Pulse is 54. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 13th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 0.9. The urine sodium random is normal. Urine creatinine also normal. And the urine magnesium was normal at 8.6. So she is not wasting magnesium in a renal manner. She will be going to have new labs to check electrolytes, creatinine, and magnesium levels as soon as the cold symptoms have resolved. Her sodium was 147, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 26, phosphorus 3.5, calcium is 9.8, hemoglobin 14.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, hyponatremia, hypomagnesemia, which is improved, and partial nephrectomy for renal carcinoma. Also the history of kidney stones. We would recommend considering switching Topamax to a different preventative med for the kidney stones, or preventative med for migraines, because of its association with kidney stone formation. The 25 milligram is a very low dose, and that would probably be safe, but it would be better not to use it in someone with a previous history of kidney stones. We'll leave that up to you. She's going to have lab studies done every 3 months. She will follow a low-salt diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit in the Mount Pleasant office in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNK/Jose Fuente, MD.